The Unalaska City Council wants more information before it decides whether to tax sales from online retailers like Amazon. That's why councilors voted last week to contribute $5,000 to the Alaska Municipal League. The money will go towards an AML working group studying how communities across the state might collect sales tax revenue from residents' online purchases. That possibility emerged last year under the Supreme Court's Wayfair decision, and Mayor Frank Kelty says Unalaska should learn its options.
I think it's worthwhile to get more information on this topic and see how it might work and if it will be a benefit.
While councilors unanimously agreed to support the study, they were adamant that they haven't made a final decision about imposing a new tax. Here's Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson.
Taxation is always tough, especially with the cost of living in this community. But on the flip side of that, this community is required to put in the infrastructure to handle all that stuff that comes in. So it is a concern that we need to really take up.
Officials have not released an estimate on how much the city of Unalaska stands to gain if sales taxes are collected from online purchases. But financial reports show that revenue from the city's existing 3% sales tax has declined more than $1 million over the last 4 years. Finance Director Clay Darnell told councilors he's still analyzing why that revenue is down. The city council's $5,000 contribution to AML comes in at $2,500 less than the organization requested. It also joins donations from a handful of other Alaska municipalities supporting the study, including Bethel, Ketchikan, and Soldotna.